Now, let us try it, the real point of intuition. All of you are reading it. Intuition is a comprehensive grip of the principle of universality, Naha. And when it is functioning, there is momentarily, at least, a complete loss of the senses of separateness, the golden yellow sun rays of the monad shines. Go ahead, those who are reading it.
Ideas 2, page 42. At its highest point, it is known as that universal love which has no relation to sentiment or to the affectional reaction, but is predominantly in the nature of an identification with all beings. Then is true compassion known. Then does criticism become impossible. Then only is the divine germ seen as latent in all forms.
All of you reading these things? Again, slowly read it.
Intuition is a comprehensive grip of the principle of universality, Naha. And
Akkalagandi. All of you are trying to understand what I am trying to tell you. Actually, this paragraph is what Ambhavasvatatsatirvaranyam Bhargo Devasiddhimai Dhyayona Prachodayat means. Intuition is a comprehensive grip of the principle of universality, Naha. Naha is, in our Sanskrit word, it that is in blue. And when it is functioning, there is, momentarily at least, a complete loss of the senses of separateness. That is what we have to understand when you are doing this Gayatri Mantra. That is the real meaning of intuition. What does it mean? It is a grip. You understand the word grip there. It is the grip of the principle of universality. Don't lead Naha. Naha is the Sanskrit word in Gayatri Mantra. So don't lead it. And see the only the English words. Intuition is a comprehensive grip of the principle of universality, and when it is functioning, there is, momentarily at least, a complete loss of the sense of separateness. This is exactly what we have to learn when we are doing this Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhu Bhu Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. You see the yantra? See the yantra now? Now you will understand what the yantra actually means. The Om, the triangle, the upper triangle, the lobe one triangle, and Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Now, when you are trying to understand this thing, again see the English word, English line in the web. Web is enough. See, the intuition is a comprehensive grip of the principle of universality. And you see, the principle of universality, that is the important thing. And when it is functioning, there is, momentarily at least, a complete loss of senses of separateness. So when you are saying, Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. At that particular Gayatri Mantra means that you are one with all. And let us think about all, it is very difficult for us. So let us think only about the humanity aspect only. Actually the Gayatri Mantra means something more and more and more. But when we are trying this yantra, let us only think about humanity. So, intuition, that is what you are trying to learn. Intuition, I am telling you, is the teaching from inside you. What is it? Intuition is being told to you? I don't know what fees you have given for this tuition, but well, it has come from inside you. And it is a comprehensive grip of the principle of universality. That is what you have to, when I am repeating it so many times, I don't know how to tell you, but what you have to understand is, it is a grip of the principle of universality, the grip of personality. What is the grip of personality? Naha prachodayat. Naha, all of us work together. Until and unless you just understand that point, the Gayatri Mantra has its own value, no doubt. That is why Parampuja Gurudev, in his KDS 2, page 42, says this. If you can know the Gayatri Mantra, in the last paragraph, he tells it, well, the sun is there, the light is coming, the golden sun. When I am telling these things, you try to understand these things with open eyes. Don't sit down and think in meditation. No, no, no. You are hearing it and you are seeing that golden aura, the golden light, is all around you. And it is coming from monad. And that monad is always there. Don't worry whether it is night or day for us. The monad is always there. All of you read it. All of you.
At Brahmi Muhurt, cleanse your mind and body and meditate upon the rising golden sun with your eyes closed. Visualize that the golden rays of the sun are entering your body and your body is rising to the state of the moon. The moon receives sunlight and showers us with the cool nectar-like light. It should be understood that the rays of the sun enter the sadhak and he is being filled with Amrita Jyoti. This light is spreading throughout the world and the entire environment is being filled with nectar-like light, inspiring matter and life. A beneficial environment is forming and all detrimental influences are vanishing.
That is what you have to be in, that continuous way of thinking. Now, when I am telling you to utilize the yantra. So where is the yantra? It is there. The Om in your heart. So when you are saying this Gayatri Mantra, when you are saying Om, well, it is coming from the heart. And while it is going into the heart, naturally two things happen to you. One energy from the digestion and another energy comes from breath. All of you understand this, what I am telling. In the heart, the Om is there. And when you are saying Bhur, Bhuva, Swaha, two things are happening. One energy is coming down, upwards, the digestion energy. And the another is coming from above, from your breath. So when you are saying Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha, two things are happening. Into the blood, your digestion energy is going on from below, and the breath, purified breathing, is coming from above. So Bhur Bhuva swaha is the two triangles, the yantra. But when I am saying the two triangles, you are not thinking about two different levels. At the same time, two things are happening. One is coming from breath, and the other is coming from your digestive energy. So this is Om Bhur Bhuvasvah. But as this you are doing this, something happens. You are now jumping not into the heart physical and the breathing and the digestive energy, but you are jumping to the ego. The ego is lotus. Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. Now you see this egoic lotus. Know of your finding out? Are you able to do it? So when you are doing this, Om Bhur Bhuvasvah, let's jump into the ego. And when it jumped into the jump, egoic lotus, well, you have the three petals of the ego. It is very clearly there, they have seen that. Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvasvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Are you able to do what I am telling you? And now you do that what I am telling about. The paragraph I have started. All of you are forgetting it. Intuition is a comprehensive grip of the principle of universality. And when it is functioning, there is, momentarily at least, a complete loss of the sense of separateness. And now this separateness, that is exactly what Sri Krishna said to Arjuna. Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacha Arjuna. Taniham. This is the ego. Sri Krishna knows about this egoic. He knows all his many lives and he knows about the future ones also, naturally. Just now in this life, you know about your first year, second year, third year lives. And you can think about the future also. Similarly, Sri Krishna is able to do that. And why not we? And we need not know about your past births. Because when the entire group is having the same life, well, if it is Sri Krishna's ego, it is ours also. So our ego, whether we know it or not, is also Param Pujya Gurudev's. So when you are able to do this, see what happens. Think about at this highest point, it is known as the universal love. And now the most important thing about love is something very peculiar. What we think about love is, you can say, moha. It is not love. The love is something which only gives, that's all. There is nothing there to say that because someone is giving something, therefore we are giving to some love. Only then this means that the love is something business. You give something and you get something. But love, at its highest point, it is known as the universal love, which has no relation to sentiment or to the affectional reaction, but is predominantly in the nature of an identification with all beings. Now try to understand this sentence, all of you. Read it, all of you.
At its highest point, it is known as that universal love which has no relation to sentiment or to the affectional reaction, but is predominantly in the nature of an identification with all beings.
Read again. All of you, read it and try to understand it.
At its highest point, it is known as that universal love which has no relation to sentiment or to the affectional reaction, but is predominantly in the nature of an identification with all beings.
Dhiyo yo naha prachodayat, that is the translation. At this again, read it.
At its highest point, it is known as that universal love which has no relation to sentiment or to the affectional reaction, but is predominantly in the nature of an identification with all beings.
The personality, no personality, but it is a universal personality in the nature of an identification with all beings. Dhiyo yo naha prachodayat. Dhiyo yo naha prachodayat. Are you able to understand the English translation, all of you? Dhiyo yo naha prachodayat, and this English. Are you able to understand? It is the translation of Dhiyo yo naha prachodayat. All of you? The next sentence. Then
is true compassion known. Then does criticism become impossible. Then only is the divine germ seen as latent in all forms.
Again read it.
Then is true compassion known. Then does criticism become impossible. Then only is the divine germ seen as latent in all forms.
All of you mean it is the divine germ. It is all with us. Because it is with us, we are able to, we will live this. If not in this life, God only knows after how many years and years of lives. But the divine germ is with all of us.
Yes.
And then is true compassion. That is not compassion, but a true compassion. No. Then that condition comes where that compassion, like Buddha says, well, I am not interested for anything until and unless a single man is there still on planet Earth. I will be on Earth so that I will see that I will tell them about this. That is what Vivekananda used to say. Are you able to understand? Then is true compassion known. Then does criticism becomes impossible. It is not just as I always try, I will try control criticism. That is my point. I have to correct it. That criticism, well, no, criticism exists. Then only is the divine germ seen as latent in all forms. So this is exactly the real definition of Gayatri Mantra. This paragraph I am telling you, now all of you read yourself, all of you. Intuition
is a comprehensive grip of the principle of universality, naha. And when it is functioning, there is momentarily at least a complete loss of the sense of separateness. At its highest point, it is known as that universal love which has no relation to sentiment or to the affectional reaction, but is predominantly in the nature of an identification with all beings. Then is true compassion known. Then does criticism become impossible. Then only is the divine germ seen as latent in all forms.
Now the question is, does it mean love means seeing ourselves in others? Well, the man who has asked this question, Well, it's a very, very important question for all of us. Again, read it. Because dhiyo yo naha prachodayat. And let us see the meaning of the Gayatri Mantra. Tat savitu varenyam. The sun is everywhere. And because of the sun, all of us are able to live. But the problem is, bhargo devasya dhimahi. Bhaga means what we can say, darkness. Though the sun is everywhere, we don't find that sun into us. This is exactly what the page 42 KDS 2 wants us to try meditation. Do the meditation for this. Then when you are doing this, what will happen? There is very clearly what it says is, the sun comes from outside in the golden rays, and it comes out like the moon to the world. Why the moon is said? Because only sun cannot give you anything. It is the moon which gives the oshadhis, the rasas, the foods for us. It is not the sun. You always remember this. You think, understand what I am trying to tell you? The sun, of course, gives you the energy to grow, but the food, the rasa that comes, what I want to tell in 15th chapter, the shlokas, I give it, Gita's shlokas. 12th chapter, all of you able to see it? At least two or three people? Now, you see the shloka. See the shloka, 15th chapter, 12th shloka.
Yada aditya matam tejo jagad vase dekhyam yachan dhamase chagno tat tejo vidhi mamakam. Ee sarva jagatnu veluvandimpa chese surya chandra agnula tejasu nadenani telusuko.
Malichudu.
Ee sarva jagatnu veluvanda chese సూర్య చంద్రాగ్నుల తేజస్సు నాదేనని తెలుసుకో. సూర్యుని యందు ఏ తేజస్సు ప్రపంచమంతను ప్రకాశింపచేయుచున్నదో అట్లే చంద్రుని యందును అగ్నియందును ఏ తేజస్సు కలదో ఇది అంతయు నాదిగా ఎరుగుము. సూర్యుని యందు ఏ తేజస్సు అంటే బ్రాకెట్ లో ప్రకాశము చైతన్యము ప్రపంచమనంతను ప్రకాశింపచేయుచున్నదో అట్లే చంద్రుని యందును అగ్ని యందును ఏ తేజస్సు కలదో ఇది అంతయు నాదిగా ఎరుగుము.
నౌ ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక యు ట్రై టు అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఐ యామ్ ట్రైయింగ్ టు టెల్ యు. ద వన్ ఈజ్ ద సన్లైట్, దన్ ఈజ్ ద మూన్స్, అండ్ ద అదర్ ఈజ్ Agnis, fire. There are three levels of fire. These are the three which are very important for us. The entire world is based on these three. One is our Agni. You know, I have our own temperature. It's steady at 98.4 Fahrenheit. Steady Agni. That is our Agni. And then where is the moon? Outside, which has the phases, Amavasya, 14 in Purnima, and again from Purnima, again 14 Tidhis and Amavasya. That is the moon. And then of course the sun. Is it very clear to all of you? The 12th chapter of 15th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, he is telling about three levels of, energies. The Agni, the moon, and the sun. And you can take this, if you can understand, with the three of Gayatri Mantra. Tat Savitur Varenyam, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. And now, when you want to see the egoic petals, you have something very interesting to you. There are three petals, another three petals, and another three petals. Total?
Nine
petals. All of you are getting it? The first three petals are, you can take as the sun, moon and fire, the three petals. Tat Savituh Varenyam. Well, it is going into something very, very difficult for us to discuss. Okay, you forget about all these things. You just simply think one thing. You have your Agni at 98.4. Is this very clear?
Mm.
All of you? All of you have got this? You have your own fire, Agni. And that 98.4 is from your birth to death, is a steady Agni in you. Okay? And now, your body at that particular Agni grows and downs, goes and downs, like the moon, the phases. Our life has its own phases. And actually, if you can clearly understand these 16, you should have your 16 sanskaras. Are you able to understand? It starts with birth and ends with death. So you can say as if your Shodasa sanskaras are like the moon phases, starts and the end. But one thing I would want you to understand is, that is for your life, from birth to tomb, from womb to doom, the 16. But even for anything you want to do, you have these phases. For example, you think about your breath. The breath starts going into you. The breath is going into you. Goes in and in and in and in and in. At a particular point, it gets its complete breath, full breath. The starting, you can say the Amavasya, and the complete breath inside you is the moon. But well, the moon again starts out, and again the everything goes out. The Purnima again becomes the moon. So every time a breath is going in, inside the Purnima, and outside it goes back again, the Amavasya. So with Amavasya it started, go into the Purnima, and again it has come out and gone into the Amavasya. This is a simple breath. But again the 16 phases are there. Have you understood this? Your moon, your breath, all of you got it? Have you understood it? And now the breath goes on and on. And you have a steady Agni in your body. Your breath phases are there. But all these are based because of the sun in you. The ego. Ego means the abstract mental level existence. Now, Sri Krishna says that everyone knows the life after life things in your ego. And it goes on and on and on just like the sun. And the moon, the various phases in your life from birth to death. And a steady Agni in your birth as the Agni. All of you got it? That is the meaning of the 12th chapter in the 15th chapter. Now all of you read again this 12th chapter and understand what I am telling you. It is of ego, your life to death, and of course your steady Agni in your birth.
Ityagatam tejo jagat bhasayate khilam yachandramasi yachagno tattejo vidhimamakam.
All of you got it? All of you? And now let us go to the other shloka.
Gama vishyata bhutani dharayamyaham ojasa kushna michaushadhi sarva somo bhutvara satmakaha.
Gama vishyata bhutani dharayamyahamojasa kushna michaushadhi sarva somo bhutvara satmakaha.
Meaning,
Mariyu, Nenu, భూమిని ప్రవేశించి శక్తి చేత సమస్త ప్రాణికోట్లను ధరించుచున్నాను, నిలుపుచున్నాను. రసస్వరూపుడము చంద్రుడినై సస్యములనన్నింటినీ పోషించుచున్నాను. మరియు నేను భూమిని ప్రవేశించి శక్తి చేత సమస్త ప్రాణికోట్లను ధరించుచున్నాను, నిలుపుచున్నాను. రసస్వరూపుడము
Now all of you understanding what I am telling you? The sunlight enters into the Prithvi. The sun is going into the earth. Prithvi yandu praveshinchi. The sun has entered into the Prithvi. Nenu na shakti dvara సకల భూతములను ధరించి. అండ్ నౌ వాట్ ఈజ్ ద సన్ డూయింగ్? బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హీ సన్స్ ఎనర్జీ, బికాస్ ఇట్ హెస్ గోన్ ఇన్ టు ద పృథ్వీ, హెస్ ఏబుల్ టు గివ్ ఆల్ ద ఎలిమెంట్స్ పోషించుచున్నాను అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ లివింగ్ ఆల్సో. ఐమ్ ఐ క్లియర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ? అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో గివింగ్ యూ ద రస్ స్వరూపుడవై. You know the rasa? Rasa of the mango rasa, the nimbu rasa, and all rasa. And have you known your own rasa? Do you know about your own rasa? Anyone? All of you? A sense of what? Your blood. Your rasa is your blood. And do you know that this blood gives you the amrita for you? Is it not? It is the blood which gives you life. So rasa is your blood. And another thing is that the moon gives all the medicines and minerals and trees and all these things and gives them pushti, strength. Is it now very clear? Very clear to all of you? Okay, then go to the 14th one.
Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashrutaha Pranapana Samayuktaha Pachamyannam Chaturvidham.
And now the thing comes. I told you that when you are trying to learn about the Pranamaya Sharira, Vyana, I said, you just put aside. It is like the blood. Am I clear to all of you? The Vyana is like the blood for your Pranamaya Sharira. Those who have understood it, put it, Vyana is blood. Vyana is like blood for the Pranamaya Sharira, so that your blood goes into you. Now why I am telling you is, when I am thinking about the Pranamaya Sharira, it has nothing to do with the blood, it is with the Vyanamaya Sharira. The pranas. That is what I am trying to tell you. Why I am telling you to write you all these things is, with all that again you come back to your physical body. You think about your physical body. You will think about your pranamaya sharira, or you can say it as the pranamaya kosha. So well, you have the blood in your pranamaya sharira. And now, these Vyana changes into four levels. See the shloka.
Vaishvanaro bhutva praninam deham ashrutah pranapana samayuktah pachamyannam chaturvidham.
And now, the one prana that is very important for us, it goes up. Udana. We don't know how to use it. Then what other two are meaning? Prana, apana and samana. Am I clear? And your ahankara, the ego. Which ego? I told you with these nine petals. This nine-petaled Vaishvanara. You understand Vaishvanara means Agni also and is also the body of the Vaishya. Got it? This Vaishvanara of all the bhutvas living in his body, we have this Aham Vaishvanara in all our prana. This uses prana, apana and samana. And now the prana is the lungs and the chest. You should be very clear about where the pranas are. All of you are seeing it? You see the pranamaya? About the udana kantha siras bhagam paina unnadane ala pakana unchukondi. Udana ne udaleddamano. Vyana is the entire body. And then what we have? The prana in the chatya bhaga. Samana in the Udarabhaga, and of course, the Apana, the Jena, Krishna and others, and the downward. Is it very clear? And now the 15th shloka, 15th chapter shloka. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashritaha Pranapana Samayuktaha Achamyannam Chaturvidham. And now, the prana and the apana are linked up with samana. And what can you do? Pachanya, pachana. Pachana means digestion. Of what? Or char chatur vidham, four types of food. Is it very clear? And now these four types of food, I think all of you know. One is something solid. All of you know? You know solid food? You know the four levels of food, the solid foods?
Bhaksha, bhoksha, lesha, chosha,
paniyam. Solid. Now someone has given something solid. And now can they eat granite? It is solid. I have my doubts. Can they eat granite? So solid eatables. Condition is solid eatables. And of course liquids. And in liquids we have the oils. And then what? Solids, liquids. Water is also liquids. And solids, liquids?
Lehya.
Lehya means, I don't know what it means, but lehya is like something like pasting.
Semi-solid
or something. Lehya. And?
Chosha. And apu palanti. Apu garalanti. Lehya, paniyalu an cheptaru.
Enter navu food, sir.
Bhakshya.
Bhakshya. Bhakshya.
Chosha.
Chosha.
Lehya.
Lehya.
Paniya.
Paniya. These are the four types of foods. All of you got it? So no granites and this and that. Okay. And now, I want you to learn these four words because I want to use it later. Bhakshya, Chosya, Lehya, Paniya. And now go, Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashritaha Pranapana Samayuktaha Pachamyannam Chaturvidham. So, these four types of food. the Bhatsya, Chirasya, Lehya and Panina go in, and then there is a digestion. And then what is not wanted is thrown out, is apana. So apana is something which throws you out. Prana puts you in, and samana uses them to you in a balanced way. So these three shlokas, let us read again. All of you together, all of me.
Yadadityagatam tejo jagarat bhatayate kilam yachandramasi yachagno tatatejo vidhimamakam.
You got it? The temperature, and then the moon,
and then the sun.
And then the sun. Then?
Gama vishyacha bhutani dharayamyaham ojasa ushnami chaushadhi sarva somo bhutvarasatmaka.
Yes.
Aham vaishvanaro bhutva praninam dehamashitaha pranapana samayuktaha pacham yannam chakrandidam. Lehyam ante muddala unnadi. శోష్యం అంటే పీల్చదగినది లేదా జుర్రుకోవడానికి వీలైనది. పానీయం అంటే తాగేది. భక్ష్యం అంటే కొరికి తినేది.
కొరికి కొరికి